This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Washington, D.C., the medical school at perhaps the nation's most prestigious African-American educational institution, Howard University, says it's going to begin collecting a sample of race-based genetic material. The school's attempting to gather the first DNA library limited to those who identify themselves as black, but issues of race and genes remain highly sensitive. Dr. Janet Pregler is a professor of medicine and the director of the Iris Cantor Women's Health Center at the University of California, Los Angeles. Dr. Pregler, this is more controversial than most gene bank projects. Why is that?
I think the controversy relates to concerns about research in people of color in general and genetic research in particular. As I think many people are aware, there's been a very difficult history of research, particularly in African Americans. Much of this relates to research that was done by the Tuskegee Institute, where African Americans who were known to have syphilis at a time when it could have been treated were instead simply monitored so that the researchers could learn more about the disease. This, of course, was a horrific episode in the annals of medical research and something that I think still affects medical research in African Americans up to the present day.
The whole idea that there is a race factor in genetics is highly controversial because many social scientists today would dispute that there even is such a thing as race.
I think that the social scientists who dispute that really come from a very important philosophical place that should not be ignored. However, it's important to understand that as we've moved forward in the science of genetics, we've realized that, in fact, it is important if a group was mainly living together even a few hundred years ago, let alone thousands or 10,000 years ago. I think an important example of this is the work that's been done in people of Eastern European or Ashkenazi Jewish background. We now recognize, as an example, that the BRCA, or the gene that causes breast and ovarian cancer, is primarily found in Ashkenazi Jews. And that's a very important thing for us to know in terms of identifying and treating those people. This, I think, can then be thought about also in terms of racial and ethnic differences that we may see, as an example, higher rates of coronary artery disease in African-American women or higher rates of diabetes among people of color generally in the United States.
You mentioned those two diseases. What else? What are the things that one might expect to encounter a lot in populations of African Americans that would in some way be better treated or the medical community might better respond to if you had a genetic library of African Americans?
I think the focus now is on looking at diseases that really have a very large public health impact. If you look at what kills people of color in the United States, the list is very similar to what kills white people. We're talking about things like coronary artery disease, stroke, and cancer. It's very interesting that if you look at death rates for certain types of cancer, like breast cancer and prostate cancer in African Americans, you'll see that those cancers are more aggressive, particularly when they occur at a younger age.
Dr. Janet Pregler, professor of medicine at UCLA, director of the Iris Cantor Women's Health Center, thank you for coming in to speak with us at Day to Day.
Thanks.